Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I'm John Ramos, and joining me to encourage you in today's program is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello, and Steve Kalaszewski.
And hello back at you.
I saw a sinister smile, Steve, come from the studio. Is there something that's cooking in that brain? Is there something going on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Eagerly anticipating.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we've had some time, a little time off, and we... been able
you
to do something.
Who had time off?
When did you have time off?
Well, I mean, I didn't get a notification.
Who approved that?
In the midst of recovering. My time off.
Hey.
My time off was trying to recuperate from my illness.
So you had time off.
Well, if you consider hacking and sleeping, then yeah, I mean, you know.
Whatever you want to do. Wow, you had time off and he slept.
There you go.
What is up with that?
Well, that's what happens when you're ill, but tell us what you did, because apparently...
What do you mean?
You did something this weekend?
Oh, you're asking about my weekend?
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes. He's been waiting. Go ahead. I gave you a softball. Let's see what's there.
Toss it over
All
to
right.
you.
All
right.
Well...
We're not scared here, okay?
Uh-oh.
I kind of stepped out of the box. My wife had picked
it's
up...
a small box. But okay, yes, go ahead.
You know,
okay.
I said, you know... There's got to be something out there besides football and basketball that...
Whoa.
There is. It's not hockey.
I have ventured into hockey. That wasn't it.
No, for sure.
I said, well, you know, John talks a lot of smack about baseball.
These things take time.
I will just give it a shot. Let's just see.
So you played baseball?
No. My wife picked up some tickets. She got some discounts on some Wahoo tickets here in Pensacola.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you.
I said, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'll take my family to a baseball game.
How bad
could it be?
Good. Uh-huh.
So we go, and real nice stadium. Really cool. First time I've been there.
Right.
Good. It's nice
breeze coming off the water. It was, you know, it was real nice.
Nice adventure visually, outside the home.
You actually got out of the car.
Walked into the stadium.
Out of the home. Okay.
And we sat down. We're all eagerly anticipating this exciting moment. And the game, or whatever it was, began.
Whatever it was.
Whatever this thing was happening. And I waited.
Yes.
And I waited for this excitement to begin. I'm just like, yes, this is it.
Yes.
And 1 hour went by. And then another. And dude, I'm telling you.
That is why I keep saying hockey. It was all I could do to stay awake.
Recently I saw this article on the news. This dude was asleep in the stands of a baseball game. And he just, you know.
I saw that.
He's trying to sue the city.
Yeah,
the
he
Yankees.
Sued the Yankees for putting him on TV like that.
They caught him sleeping. He was out. I mean, he was like out.
Was it a Yankees Mets game?
Well, it couldn't have been a Yankees Mets game.
It doesn't matter. It was this baseball thing.
It's a baseball thing.
And I can totally understand the guy.
You can empathize with him.
You know, I'm like, dude, I can't take this. Guys, let's go.
Well, let me ask you this.
I made it through 4 innings, bro.
You're kidding
four
me.
4 innings. That's all I can handle.
You tortured your family and you guys left?
I felt bad that I tortured my family. I made them stay there that long.
Did they left?
They were totally cool with it. Just like, let's go. So we got up and we left. A nine-inning game
and they leave.
I can only stay in 4 innings.
4 innings. See, baseball is America's pastime.
No. It's your pastime.
It's America's pastime. 162 games a season. 162 games.
I don't understand.
He can do 4 innings, let alone 162 games.
Unbelievable. Well, you have to communicate. If I could have been a fly there just to see, did you guys talk?
Dude, it's so boring. They actually have to have these intermission things to excite the crowd in between the innings because there's nothing going on.
You have to understand the game.
No, they're like doing these little vent things, like kids running around the bases and
Elijah. We will talk about
animal
this
looking
tonight.
Dude running around. It was. I'm sorry.
So will you ever go again?
If I got you tickets and it's like, hey, we're gonna have a guy time. Let's just go.
If I want to go take a nap, probably. It's pretty relaxing.
We just want to apologize to Major League Baseball right now and the Wahoos. We enjoy baseball. Well, I'm sorry he did not have a...
On that note, I just want to say that there is other seasons approaching that when I do get some hockey tickets...
Actually, in a couple of weeks,
I will remind you
an actual real sport coming up.
I will remind you of this conversation, and I will invite you to hockey. I just want to present that.
That is not going to happen. But I will tell you, I will tell you that I did go with him to see the Aints game one time. I ventured and I went.
Mm-hmm. And it was very exciting, actually. We had a heck of a time.
Have you seen Saints fans in New Orleans? We had to escape with our life. I mean,
was the best experience of your life. Come on.
Listen. I've been to stadiums in New York. I was terrified in New Orleans. I'm so sorry with these Saints. Saints fans. I don't know. But anyhow, I'll have to invite him
to
another game.
I just want to let you know.
Yes, please tell me.
You know, I love you.
He went. Okay, very good.
I went to one of your games.
He went to a game. Jonathan, I'm sorry. We will work this out. We will get you to another game. I know that you wanted to stay longer. Did you get him a hot dog? Did you get him a drink or something? Did you get him, you know?
No, I wasn't paying $10 for a hot dog.
No Cracker Jacks, no. Jonathan, I'm sorry. We're going to get you a hot dog and a sandwich, and we'll have to try this out again. But on to being the secret of an overcomer. He overcame.
He pushed through.
We're going to be talking in today's program, obviously not baseball. We're going to talk about the secret to being overcomer and some of the things that others have done in their lives to step outside of physical limitations, but you may have personal limitations and you may, you know, feel that, my goodness, you know, I'm setback after setback, struggle after struggle, hardship after hardship, and you don't see where that, you know, you can make it. Well, we want to encourage you today that you can make it. All things are possible for those who believe, and in Christ, you're more than an overcomer. Mm-hmm. You know, you're more an overcomer because God has overcome everything. And he's conquered death, hell, and the grave. And if God can do that, my goodness, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Ask the woman in Philly who took care of the guy on the subway that we talked about. She knew who was on the inside and she dealt with it. But we're going to talk more about that in today's program. Also, seeking the Lord while he may be found. There is a time to seek the Lord, but when the time is up. And we want to make sure that we encourage you in that as well. Steve's going to be talking about entering the rest of God, and we're looking forward to that as well. But I wanted to jump right into how many times, you know, we enter a place in our life maybe, or we come to a place of being discontent. Many people are basically struggling with all kinds of obstacles, and we live in a society and a culture that basically has huge expectations for things to be perfect. I mean, it has to be ideal. It has to be quick. You got to go to a baseball game. You got to be entertained. Every 5 seconds, you got to be entertained.
For more than four innings.
You can enjoy, but we have a society that wants instant gratification. Uh-huh. And they want all their desires met. Mm-hmm. And they want it met now. And most of all, they have this sense that life owes them something. No matter what, you know, life owes them a good time, let's say. I mean, at a ball game, owes them a good time at home or in games or whatever. Life owes them a good job, a good spouse, great kids. And they're sadly disappointed when they realize that life just happens. That's not life. You know, Jesus already told us that in this life, you will have troubles. Mm-hmm. You will have trials. You will have tribulations. Mm-hmm. But cheer up, because I have overcome the world. And Jesus was an overcomer. And the truth is that all of this self-focus and all of this, you know, these mindsets where the world owes me basically results in countless hours of focusing on what appears to be the problem instead of focusing on the solution. You know, when you're constantly involved in woe is me, on constantly focus on the struggle, constantly focus on the obstacle, what you're doing is magnifying the problem because you're focusing on it. And David found out that the key was to magnify the Lord and to make God in his own eyes bigger than the things that he was facing. And that's the thing that we need to do. We need to stop focusing on the trials. We need to stop focusing on the hardship, the thing that just happened last week or 2 minutes from now, and talking about it. You're exasperated by it. You're frustrated about it. And it's like, knock it off. Put your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. And when you put your eyes on the Lord and you put your eyes on what God can do, those troubles seem to go away. Because you're not magnifying them. You're not paying that fire at your feet any attention. And it's amazing how bad your situation may appear when you're just focusing on yourself. But when you venture to peek out the window or look across the street or look across your town and the world and see other people suffering, you may realize that your situation is not bad at all. And Paul tells us in Philippians that he learned the secret. That's what he says in Philippians. He's learned the secret to being content. Paul said, listen, I know what it's like to have a lot. I've had seasons in my life where I've had a lot. And he says, I've also known how it is to have a little. He's experienced both in life. And maybe you will, most probably you will, experience those seasons in your life. Times of tremendous blessings and then times of tremendous difficulties and trials. But he says, I found out the secret. And we want to share that secret with you. He says that in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And oftentimes I hear that scripture quoted as a motivation, as a source of inspiration, and as a quote just to for people to apply to their lives just to accomplish something. But I don't believe that that's the true context of a meaning of what that scripture means. It says, I can do all things through Christ. I think that what Paul was trying to say is that I can endure, I can have grace to overcome, I can have the ability through God and the anointing on my life to go through any situation that I face. And that's what grace is. Grace is the supernatural ability to do what you could not do on your own. And when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about how we can excel in this grace. How can we excel in this anointing in our life to rise above the trials, to rise above the struggles, and to be more than a conqueror, to be an overcomer in God. God has called us to do great exploits in him because we know him. But do we know our problems more than we know God? I want to encourage you, put your eyes on Jesus. More when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Maybe you've heard someone excuse their anger by saying, "That's just who I am." This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and Lisa Turkers suggests that you can overcome those tendencies.
One better reaction can change the course of how we're viewed by other people. And so, if you've labeled yourself, "I'm an exploder. I'm just an angry person. This is part of my DNA. I can't help it," I would say, no, you're not a freak out person. You're not. Maybe you've had some incidences where you've panicked and had a bad reaction, but it is possible to make progress in this area. Prove it to yourself by having one better reaction this week.
Every journey begins with a step. So start today with a step in the right direction and see how your relationships benefit from the positive choices and change. For more trusted advice for your life, stop by FocusOnTheFamily.com.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. We're talking about how to be an overcomer, how to overcome and to rise above the things that tempt to knock us off of our track or to derail us, and understand that if you are a believer, if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, that the enemy does not like you. He wants to do everything he can to derail you, to put fires at your feet, to attack you, especially if you're doing something for him. And if you get it twisted in your mind, you're going to start paying more attention to the attack, more attention to the struggle than you are to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And with every trial and with every obstacle, it's another opportunity to say, I'm not going to lean on my own strength, but I'm going to lean on God. And that's what Paul said. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul didn't say, I can do all things through myself, through my self-will, through my knowledge, through pulling myself by my own bootstraps, as people say. It's like, come on, give me a break. Mm-hmm. We can't pull ourselves by our own bootstraps. We can work hard, we can persevere, but at the end of the day, whatever we have is only because God's hand is upon us. And if we cry out to him in humility and we cry out to him in our weakness, you know, God gives grace to those who are humble.
No, it makes me think, John, what you're saying, when you bring up that scripture so often, I mean, personally in my life, it's during those hard moments when you realize you draw that much closer to God, because it's so quickly how it's pride can sneak in when we've talked about we get through a trial, nothing's going on, and you're like, okay, this is great, and then it's just like, and then hardship comes, and it makes me think about how it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and it's just like, when those hard moments come, when all of a sudden you're just like, where did this come from? And everything's coming in on you. It's that reminder. And it's just like, I'm not alone. It's Christ that's with me that's going to get me through this. Mm. And that's that perspective. It's like, it's not just a motivational quote. It's the fact that it's God that brought Paul through a life of hardship, a life of suffering, a life of affliction, because he knew who it was that he was doing it for.
Yeah. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
And then when you are weak, then God is strong. And that's when you see, you know, God moving in your life. But you have to be able to embrace weakness, which reminds me of James chapter 1, verse 2. The Word of God tells us to consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. But the situation is that you got to face them. You've got to look them dead in their eyes, and you got to deal with them. So many times people are hiding behind their trials. They're using their trial as an excuse for not doing and not overcoming and not doing the things that God's called him to do. He says, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And that's what's happening. Your faith is being tested. You're being tested and tried. Mm-hmm. And the thing is like, what are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? You're right in the middle of it. And you could either, you know, ignore the trial. You could focus on the trial. You know, you can fall back and be destroyed by the trial. Sometimes you just got to step up. You got to step in, and you have to step through. All three are important in when it comes to facing your trials. You got to step into the situation and say, I am in this trial. I got to face the fact, like Abraham did, that, listen, I'm 100 years old and my body's as good as dead. I got to face the fact. I got to see this is reality. But just because we face reality doesn't mean that we have to, you know, submit to reality. The truth is that God's truth supersedes fact.
Mm-hmm.
Fact may be one thing, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sick right now, but God's truth is that by God, Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And truth always can deal with facts. And so you got to face the fact. You have to face your trial. You have to step into the trial and decide that through Christ, I can do this. I can humble myself. I can lean on the Lord, and God can empower me to supernaturally go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you're in the middle of the trial, mm-hmm. you can either shrink back mm-hmm. or you can go through. And you don't want to get weary.
Yeah, and the rest of that scripture you just pointed out in James, it also says perseverance. Oh, actually, back up. It says because the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so you can be mature
mm-hmm.
and complete and not lacking anything. The problem is most believers, when these trials face them, they run from them. Yeah. That's why we've got so many immature believers.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I remember times in my life where things would hit me and I'd fall flat on my face, you know, because I failed the test miserably. But I had the boldness at that time to say, all right, Lord, I know I messed up. Could you give me that one more time?
Yeah.
I'd like to mature in this right. because yeah. I know it's a weakness in my life.
Yeah.
And it's so important to God. I mean, even in that situation, that opportunity came that night or the next day.
It came very soon thereafter. But God is faithful. He will let you. Okay.
But it just goes to show how important it is to God, because he wants us to grow. And when we get that perspective mm-hmm. of just saying, okay, I really missed that one. I really need to get this. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like when you see it come again, it's just like, okay. I need to respond like Jesus would respond, or God, help me to see mm-hmm. what I need to see in this room. Right. I need to learn what I need to learn.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's important. It's important that we understand what's happening and that we don't waste the trial. And I like what you said, Pat, that you were saying, listen, I mean, I failed it. I need to go through it. But this is what develops you. This is what develops you as a believer, to be able to go through the fires. I mean, a lot of people want to see, Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, and I want to see the lions get lockjawed and not bite me. Well, you got to first go into the lion's den. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to have the victories, but they don't want to have the battles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to have the testimony, but they don't want to go through the test. And the truth is that when you go through the test, when you go through the trial, that there's an anointing on your life now because you've overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You've went through. You got to step up, step in, you know, and go through these things. And now you have an anointing on your life to overcome. And you can bring others through that same trial, through that same struggle, because you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only take people to the place that you've been. And so we want to be able to approach mm-hmm. God humbly and say, God, help us, empower us. Empower us mm-hmm. to go through
right.
and not shrink back. We are not those that shrink back and destroyed us, are not destroyed as Hebrews says, but we are those that advance and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to watch as this is amazing. Oprah had a life class with Rick Warren, and in this life class, you're going to see something remarkable by a young man named Nick. When we come back from this break, we're going to share with you a little bit of inspiration, if you will, about what you can do when you put God first in your life. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We'll give a big shout out to all of our television network out there. We're just very thankful for you and encourage everyone to think about supporting local Christian television. And one way you can do that with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is visit our sponsors. And shop with them, encourage them, and become a partner, because that's the way we help make it all happen.
That's right.
That's actually how it happens. And we're thankful for all those that are standing with us today and become a sponsor. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that you could be doing as borders are being overpoured by the sea of humanity, as leaders are going to play golf and do fundraisers, as the church is, they're trying to minimize, hide the cross, hide statues of Jesus, pull prayer out of schools, mess marriage, all these different things. I mean, I think it's bad. I mean, I enjoy the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, I really do. And hey, if you want to become a sponsor, you know, you can. But understand this. This is where you need to put your dollar under the eyes of God. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, seeking someone whose heart is dependent upon him. And right now, understand 24/7 VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, we're putting it out there. We are putting it out there. Nobody is putting it out there in the context of what we're doing. And God's speaking. I mean, we're having dreams and visions, and we're actually sharing other prophetic words and dreams and visions. But who's doing that? And we don't apologize for it.
Nope.
We're thankful for it. We want to know what God has to say. And we'll allow God to interpret that to you. And we even, not only that, we even make it available to you continually by going to VFNTV.com. If you saw a program or missed a program, or you want to share a program, or you want to go deeper into a program, it's all right there. It doesn't go away. It's right there on VFNTV.com. And when you go there, you'll actually see sponsors that are standing with us. Visit them. Click on those banners. Say thank you. Send them an email. Or become one today.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And we're talking about being an overcomer and not letting trials set you back, but in God, overcoming. And when the church, a few of us get together and we become overcomers and we help other people become overcomers collectively, mm-hmm. together as the body, we're stronger that way. Mm-hmm. We're not only united with each other, we're bearing each other's burdens, but now we also have a multiplied exponential anointing, if you will, to help and go back and bring others with us so that we can continue to do great exploits for God. But I want you to see what happens in this life class with Rick Warren and Oprah Winfrey as they talk about, dealing with, with the cards that you're dealt with, and a surprise guest that's in the audience and how he has overcome in his life. Watch this.
Let me just say to all of you on Facebook right now, to everybody who has a complaint on the tip of your tongue, I want you just to shut your mouth and watch this tape, because Pastor Rick had one request for tonight's show, to include a man who he says is one of the best examples of winning the hand you're dealt. This is gonna shut your mouth. It's gonna shut your mouth, just close it right now. Take a look at this. Born in Australia without arms or legs, 30-year-old Nick Vujicic has become a symbol of triumph against all odds. His inspiring YouTube videos have been watched over 100 million times.
It's a lie to think that you're not good enough. It's a lie to think that you're not worth anything.
But the road to self-acceptance was excruciating for Nick. For years, he was harassed and tormented at school. When he was 10, Nick attempted suicide. After years of feeling worthless and alone, Nick's awakening came while reading an article about a disabled man who refused to let physical limitations hold him back. In that moment, Nick says he discovered the power to take control of his life, and he has. Today, Nick surfs, he snorkels, he golfs, and plays soccer. He's traveled to 44 countries with his message of hope.
Even the worst part of your life can come together for the good.
And less than a year ago, Nick married the love of his life and danced at their wedding. Nick's in our audience tonight. Say hello to Nick. We're standing up for Nick. Now, this is what's so unbelievable. As you've heard, people complain about the spots on their face and people complain about not having a boyfriend and not being able to have the mates of their life. What happened to you that you were able to take all of take your chemistry, being born with no arms and no legs, take your connections, your relationships, your life circumstances, mm-hmm. your state of consciousness, and then choose, make the conscious choice yeah. that you were going to take all of that, which the rest of the world looks at, you know, undeniably as a pretty bad hand, and that you were going to turn it into something, you were going to be exalted by it. What happened to you that you were able to do that?
Oprah, I know that you love to think out of the box and have things outside of the box in your yeah. show. Yeah. And I know that you love illustration. So if I may illustrate in about 180 seconds, can I do something a little crazy, but it'll
Certainly.
Be powerful?
Go
Is that
right
cool?
Ahead.
You got a camera behind me, right?
Yeah.
I got to show you. Come. This step right here, is there enough light here?
Okay.
The chemistry. I was born without arms and legs. The chemistry I could not change in my life. I know that God didn't give me this pain, but what the enemy tried to use for bad, he turned into good.
Yeah.
And then, the connections. I want to tell Porsche, look, I'm a guy, I love cars, okay? And I love Porsches more than Ferraris, okay? and I want everyone to know that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. And until you can actually understand that we are all wonderfully and fearfully made from God, I want you to know that you will always be trapped and chained and you will be stopped. But when you have the incredible power of faith in action, nothing holds you back. And you're beautiful just the way that you are. No worries. For me, I felt the connection. Yeah. For me, in my life, I'm thinking, man, I'm not going to get married. I can't even hold my wife's hand. What connection am I going to have? But you know what? All things come together for the good for those who love him. Man, this is a little bit high. I'm going to break my arm, man. This is pretty crazy. All right.
I'm going to break my arm.
Circumstances. Being okay. born without arms and legs, man, it's all about choice. You asked me what it was. I had parents who were my heroes. They always said, you can either be angry for what you don't have or be thankful for what you do have. Yeah. Do your best, and God will do the rest. And then consciousness. Because I gave my life to Lord Jesus Christ
Hallelujah.
And the renewing of my mind,
Hallelujah.
Wow. I knew that I could be unstoppable.
Thank you. Absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. Nick Vujicic, wow. no arms, no legs. Mm. And you think about, you have problems?
Wow.
Yeah.
You have struggles? Listen, it's not to minimize the things that you're going through and the things that you're facing, but I would dare say that someone that has no arms, someone that has no legs, and has overcome such physical limitations is absolutely amazing. It's a testimony to us of how wonderful and how beautiful God is and how God can redeem any situation. So yes, I mean, you may be facing a trial that you actually caused. There's some trials that we go through that God sovereignly brings us into, but there's some that we bring ourselves into. No matter how you got yourself into this mess, rest assured that God is the one that can certainly get you out, and don't waste the trial. So many times people waste the trial. They complain about the trial. They magnify the trial. And they make it, you know, they wear their trial like a badge of honor and saying, listen, it's not about the trial. It's about the one who can bring you through the trial. It's the one who can help you to overcome with him. And, you know, the only person who's a candidate for a healing and to see a miracle is the person that's actually sick. Outside of that, you're not a candidate for a healing.
Right.
And if you want to see a miracle, maybe you got to be in a place where a miracle is needed. And then you can see the hand of God move in a powerful, powerful way. I love what he says, that what the enemy meant for evil, God turned for good. And that's what you got to say today in your own situation, that although this may be bad, although this may have resulted because of what the enemy has done in my life or my family's life, I'm not going to get bitter, but I'm going to get better. And I'm going to overcome, and I'm going to begin to trust God in my life. I'm not going to get angry, because that's what you can do. You can get angry for what you don't have, as Nick said, or you can begin to be joyful for what you do have. And I'm telling you that we live in a society that really you got to pinch yourself. I was just having this conversation last night. I mean, in a society where you have, you know, 24-hour television, umpteen thousand channels, internet galore, multiple tablets and iPads and iPods, you have all, you know, today you have two and three vehicles in the home, TVs in every room. I mean, we have so many things at our disposal and so many things that we can look at that help us to get beyond our natural borders or even our own hometown. The person who lives in a population of 10 can still explore the world from the most rural areas. Think about that. And yet, with the amazing abundance of food and the different taste that we have and all the different things that are available to us to consume and eat for our pleasure, all the different activities that are available, America lives for fun. I mean, tourism, believe me, as long as people are going out for tourism and having fun, they will spend dollars upon dollars upon dollars to medicate themselves in the area of entertainment. And yet, if I would dare say, if you found the study of people that were the most depressed across the board, I'll be almost willing to guarantee, I don't have any scientific proof of this, but I'm almost willing to guarantee that you would find the most depressed people in the world in the United States, the people that have are the most blessings because they always want more.
That's
and
sad.
It just helps us. Isn't it sad? But can't you see that that's true?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I think it goes back to just like the significance of what Nick had said. It's just like what the enemy meant for evil, God used for good. And it's just like the only thing the enemy has is lies, is accusations. And what you're saying is just like the abundance of the blessings of the Lord is so much is around us, that the enemy does all he can to get us turned off of that, turned off of what Jesus Christ has done in your life, what he's done, the blessings. The list is endless, and that's all he can do is try to get you to turn away. And that's like you're saying, that's that choice of just saying, you know, look at all of this. Look who's done this, and turning our eyes back to the one who's worth it, who's worthy of our eyes being continually focused on him.
Yeah. I mean, so many people give up because they're so focused on instant gratification. How does this meet my flesh? How am I satisfied? They can't be entertained. You can't have conversation because folks are constantly in their Facebook and constantly in their phone. They have to be getting updates to what's happening. It's like a constant thing. And the truth is that how can we you know, grow in life and in God if we can't bear each other's burdens, if we can't have meaningful dialogue, if we can't turn off the noise, if you will, and begin to care about our neighbors, care about the people in our own house, and say, you know what? There's a struggle here. There is an opposition here. I'm going to get outside of self-focus, and I'm going to get focusing on others. I'll never forget, you know, I heard this, that you want to get over something in your life? Take the focus off of yourself and get lost in someone else's life. Get lost in helping others. There is no, you know, no greater remedy, if you will, than to put your eyes on Jesus and on people that are hurting and people that, have lack in their life and those that are struggling by helping them. And you being Jesus' eyes, hands, and feet, believe me, you'll be able to live a rewarding life. And as you're focusing on the needs of others, amazingly, God will focus on your needs and your needs will be met. Oftentimes, God's house is left desolate because so many times believers are focusing on their own house. And when we put God's house back in perspective and we care about the things that are most important to God, believe me, it's people, because none of this stuff you can take with you. You never see a U-Haul behind a Hertz.
No.
The only thing you can take with you when you leave this earth into heaven is souls.
Yeah.
And what we do for others matters. So I want to encourage you. You can be an overcomer. The secret to being an overcomer is that you can do all things through Christ who empowers you and gives you the grace to supernaturally do what you could not do in your own strength. When we are weak, He is strong, and He gives grace to those who are humble. You can be an overcomer today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
I want to thank you for everybody that's joining in on our Facebook. You know, you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV. These are going to VFNTV and click on that. But think about it. It is so cool. Every day, no matter where you are, inside the community with over a billion, 900 million, yeah, a billion people now, 1/6 of the world's population is in this particular community. Everybody's saying, you got a Facebook. We got a Facebook. We got a Facebook, and it's over, I don't know, it's over 5,000. It's just clicking up, and just you're joining us, and we're so excited about that because every day we're in communication. All the highlights that are on your VFNTV app, it's at VFNTV.com, is also on your Facebook, so it follows us everywhere we go. We got a virtual audience, a virtual stadium, if you would, that was being filled all around the world, and now we're in the Facebook community. Thank you, and if you have not yet, you know, go to our Facebook and like us. Go to Facebook.com/VFNTV and click on like. And what does that mean? When you do that, every post that goes out on our Facebook shows up on your Facebook every single day. So you can say, hey, that segment was about me. I want to be encouraged today. Maybe every day you listen to the Wisdom Moment. Maybe there's God's news behind the news and something's coming up that says, you know, I needed to know what God's perspective, the word is on that particular thing. Listen, this is the conversation that we're having together in the virtual audience of our Facebook. Go to VFNTV.com and click on our Facebook, or at VFNFacebook.com/VFNTV.
Talking about texting, and we just thought about some very interesting things is that you actually could text somebody and then you could blame it on Siri. So I'm just going to vent for a moment, you know, because everybody's going to think, like, you did that on purpose. No, really. I can actually look at my phone, type, and especially because what happens is, when you get a new phone, it takes a while for Snowden to get all your data together. Or it moves, it kind of learns you, I guess, or something like that. And it takes a while for those numbers to get in their proper order.
Yeah.
And because I had three new phones. three new phones right close together.
That's right.
I had the one phone that took a swim for 10 seconds.
And
I didn't know it couldn't swim. And then I had another phone. It was a refurbished phone from my warranty. And Apple sends me, said, this is a better phone than the ones you buy from the store because it's gone through everything. It's been checked really good. And I go, it didn't work.
Yeah.
How can it be better?
The same conversation.
The other one worked for years. The other one for years. It's like better. He said, well, we're going to send you another one that's better than the new one things. And that's the one that Siri's acting all up. She don't know me. She don't know me yet.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, oh, my goodness. I think it's our southern draw. We got to, really enunciate our words and speak more like John. Tournament.
There you go.
Tournament. The statistics tell us that.
And then the lightning hits you and it's all over.
I focus on that word now. I focus on
it. He does really good.
I listen every time.
And I don't know if you'll notice that, when I said wrestling, and then wrestling.
You're still working on mill, but that's okay. Still working on that one.
Which one?
Mill. Sort of a meal, mill.
Oh, mill.
Mill. No. He's like, I didn't know about that one.
Heavy? Are you calling me heavy? What are you talking about? A mill? Where does that come from? I know I'm retaining a little for today. Jiminy crickets. Like the mill, M-E-A-L?
Yes, M-E-A-L. Meal.
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 How do I say it?
Mill. You never noticed that.
Well, let me tell you how Southerners normally talk. This is how Southerners normally talk. Cheat.
Yeah.
No Jew. Nope. Don't do. And I'll tell you what that was, did you eat yet?
Yeah.
And the other one responded back, nope. Do you want to eat? And the other one goes by, yes. Let's go to Cracker Barrel. That's what that meant. But it kind of goes like this. Cheat. Nope. Don't do.
I
that was the final thing. And that means we're going to have biscuits with the gravy at the Cracker Barrel. So we can say we've come a long way.
Okay.
Yes.
We're trying to enunciate things.
We're sophisticated now.
Sophisticated. Oh my goodness. God uses the things that are not to nullify the things that are.
No
and I
doubt.
Have you know, as long as the Bubba Show is going across the world,
exactly,
we are in there. We are totally in there.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. Steve, talk to us about entering the rest. Mm-hmm. What is this all about, rest?
Well, sometimes, like, when you look at, I know recently we've had a couple of discussions about the military and, regardless of branch, just the amazing things that they do. And I know Paz is eerily looking forward to jump on that one. But it's just like a lot of people can understand that the Marines and just the amazing things that they do. But surprising enough is that a lot of people would get shocked to know that Marines can sleep for like days upon days.
Is it just Marines? Is that a special thing that they're wired
with? I'm sure. Well, the reason why I say Marines is I've personally witnessed it and I've been there, but I'm sure the Army, Navy.
And you are a Marine.
Yes. But the thing is, though, is the fact that someone can walk into a room and see, 10, 15 Marines just racked out and say, well, hey, we got to do something. But the thing is, though, is what's so important is that because they take that time to rest, they're able to do what they do on the front lines. Mm-hmm. They're able to do what they do that of what they're known for. And the amazing thing is, though, is that when God has called you to himself, and it's just like I think about in my life when I say, I want to do something for God. And it's amazing how it can wear you out.
Yeah,
it really can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's just like if we get weary in that fight.
When you try to do it in the flesh, you mean?
Well, yeah. If you try to do it in the flesh, or just it just takes all you got.
Yeah.
And
there are physical limitations.
Absolutely. But the thing is, though, is that a lot of times we can really just get worn out in what we're doing, and forget who we're doing it for. Mm-hmm. And leave the fact that it's the Spirit working through us. It's God doing it through us. It's the Holy Spirit power that's doing it. And when we begin to move into that area of just rules, or we're doing stuff just to do it, mm-hmm. it's just going to break us down. We're busy, but the thing is, though, is there any fruit in it? Mm-hmm. And the powerful thing is, though, Isaiah talks about this, and he says, you know, and he's talking to a people, and he says, you know, let this be, this is the resting place. Let the weary rest. But they wouldn't listen. He says, then the word of the Lord to them became, do this, do that, a rule for this, a rule for that, a little here, a little there. And because of that, he says, they will fall backwards. They'll be injured and snared and captured. Mm. And that's so powerful and so significant, because to do nothing for a time, it's needed. You have to rest. But you think about that rest, we've got to take that time to be with God, to spend with God, because without it, you look at that progression that Isaiah talks about, you don't just end up captured. You end up falling back, slipping backwards, and you don't think nothing of it, but that leads to being injured, being snared, mm-hmm. ends up being captured, and it's just like, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, well, did you rest? Mm-hmm. But even in that, it's like, well, what did you do in that rest? And the powerful thing is, though, what Isaiah talks about is that place of repose. And I looked up the word repose, and it was just amazing, eye-opening. It's just when you look at the way on the words that are used, it's like it's the act of resting, a state of being at rest, freedom from worry, peace of mind, to lay down. And it's just like, do nothing. Mm. But at the same time, too, it's just like when you're in your abiding time, are you so focused on your schedule? And it's like, I got to do all these things. I only have this amount of time. But it's just like we lay those things at the cross. We lay those things. We give it back to Jesus and say the fact that, okay, I know I've got all this to do, but I know it's because of you that I'm able to do this. And I look at that, and it's just like, I looked at my life before I came to know the Lord, and it's just like, yeah, there were some times when I took a rest, but I wasn't abiding. I wasn't spending time with the one who gave me that rest. And it's like, think about when you're driving your car, mm-hmm. and you realize, okay, I'm getting on E, mm-hmm. I'm almost empty. I have to go fill up, mm-hmm. right? So you go, put some more gas into it, so you're able to go do it again. Well, imagine if you're run out of gas, and you just pull off on the side of the road, you're on empty, and then you say, like, okay, well, it's time to go again. And it's just like, well, is that really doing anything? And it's just like, that's where we begin to walk into that place of religious of just trying to do something just to do something, when in reality, we're not going anywhere, because Jesus says, if you abide in me, you'll have fruit. You'll have fruit in your life. And that's that powerful thing. It's just like, when we look at God's love, his presence, his word, and that becomes rules and doing things, it's just like, that's your empty light. That's like that blinker that your gauge is on empty. And it's just like, all right, we need to stop. Mm-hmm. There you go. And that's just like, it's like the gas station of God. We have got to just spend time, turn it off, take the keys off, sit down and just say, okay. And it's like when we give our schedule, all the things that God has just made known to us or entrusted to us, and just say, it's you that's doing this. I need to be at rest. My mind needs to be at rest. And it's amazing how God just fills you back up so you're able to do it, because he says you need your daily bread.
Mm. That's so important. That's because, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk as much as we'd like to, and we will continue this, but you make such an excellent point there, because this is kind of things that happened to Evan Roberts. Mm-hmm. Evan Roberts of the great Welsh Revival, he was a man really after God's own heart. He was 26 years old, a coal miner who was entrusted with basically stewarding this awesome revival. Other great, you know, men of God and those other evangelists that were used during this time, mm-hmm. In the Welsh Revival. But he was the most notable leader. And there's two things. His greatest strengths became his greatest weaknesses. One of his greatest strengths was that he was constantly in the move of God. I mean, he was either in prayer, mm-hmm. at all-night prayer meetings, or he was at services. In prayer or at the services. I mean, this is nonstop. They would leave prayer meetings at 3, 5 o'clock in the morning, only mm-hmm. to get up a few hours later and go right back at it again. And you need that type of tenacity. You need that type of stuff as a man and woman of God to go after God and go on the stretch and give everything out in the field. You do need to work hard. there's a super and then there is the natural. Mm-hmm. You know, and the super is, yes, you need to be empowered by God and you need to move in faith with God. And it does take work. It does take physical energy mm-hmm. to do the things of God. And the other part of his strength that became a weakness in conjunction to what you're saying, Steve, was that he basically entrusted the Holy Spirit. He got out of the way of the Holy Spirit and allowed the Holy Spirit to do what he wanted to do. So he would just remove himself, and he only spoke when the Holy Spirit gave him an unction. Many times he did not want to take any attention at all for himself. He would refuse to be photographed or interviewed. He didn't even put out a newsletter. And so God made it so that the newspapers would become his newsletter, and they would print everything that was happening. And what happened to him, Steve, that during a time of not resting, he was known to have several breakdowns in his ministry. Robert Slidder said that he had about 7 to 8 breakdowns in his ministry where he just shut down. And in one of those times, there was somebody there that stepped in. Jessie Penn Lewis was a woman during that time who stepped in, who basically helped in his time of weakness to pull Evan Roberts from the powerful move of God. She pulled him away to get some rest. Her and her husband tried to nurse him back. And during that process, Robert Leader says it was a Jezebelic spirit. It ended the entire revival. Mm-hmm. That revival ended, and she was able to basically speak into his life and be able to bring these doctrines that were false. And one of the things was that she felt that he was lifting himself up, Rick Joyner says in his book, World on Fire, Lessons We Can Learn from the Welsh Revival. And he says that she told him, you were lifting yourself too much. This revival is about you. This is a man who would sit down, not on platforms. He would sit down, you know, in just amongst a crowd. He didn't barely speak. If you don't take care of yourself, believe me, you shut down to a place of physical exhaustion and you don't have that rest in God and you think that it's all about you or you're not watering yourself at the rivers of the Lord, you're susceptible for an attack. You're susceptible to be taken down. Although Evan Roberts lived to 71 years old, his ministry only lasted for several years, didn't go out publicly or preach publicly, was basically a spiritual hermit, and someone took advantage of him when he was at his weak point. When it's time to repose, it's time to rest in God, rest with the Lord and the spiritual family that God's given you so that you can be refreshed, refired, and re-energized to do the work of God. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Auto Docks of Pensacola is where all Sid cars go to get well. ASC and Toyota Master Technicians are at hand, specializing in automotive repair, transmission repair, vehicle maintenance, and so much more. Call and make an appointment for your sick car today. Visit Miss Sue's Vintage Market for your special one-of-a-kind gifts and for all your antique decor. Vintage, rustic, distressed furniture, collectibles on the corner of Ensley and North Palafox where you can buy, sell, and consign. Visit Sue today. Oh my goodness! Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue. A taste of Southern Soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road. Right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Mark Downey & Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information. Phone numbers, web addresses, emails, call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com
on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.